Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible you may not gain all the blessings. Our beloved master, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated in the assembly of hadith, that person who recites salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon me 50 times every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, to have a bath, wear new or washed clothing, apply itr, fragrance on Eid are all sacred sunnats whereby we get the purification of our external bodies. In addition to this external purification and beauty, we should purify and beautify our souls as well with the love and the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who loves us more than even our parents. Please ponder, if somebody disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal in Ramadan, instead of worshipping Him and obeying Him, missed all His fasts, spent the blessed nights partying, playing or watching games such as cricket, football, video games, reading romantic novels, instead of reciting the glorious Qur'an, to listening to Naat Sharifs and messing around the entire month, then he celebrates the day of Eid by wearing English dress. It is just like covering impurity in silver paper and putting it on display. This is the reality. O lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in fact, the fortunate Muslims spending the sacred month of Ramadan fasting, offering salah and doing other ibadat and worships deserve the celebration of Eid al-Fitr, which is a day of reward for them from Allah Azza wa Jal. As for us, we should fear Allah Azza wa Jal, as we could not properly carry out sufficient worship in the sacred month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. On the day of Eid, some people came to the house of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Islam. They came to greet him, but the door was shut. The door was closed, and the sound of crying and weeping was emanating from the house. When the door opened, they asked surprisingly, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Commander of the Believers radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, today is Eid and everyone is delighted. Why are you crying?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied in the state of tears, "Hatha yawmul Eid wa hatha yawmul wa'id." O people, this is the day of Eid celebration as well as the day of wa'id and warning. Indeed, this is Eid for those whose salah and fast have been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But it is the day of warning, of wa'id, for the one whose salah and fast have been rejected and thrown upon his face. And I am crying because أَنَا لَا أَدْرِي أَمِنَ الْمَقْبُولِينَ أَمْ مِنَ الْمَطْرُودِينَ. I do not know whether my worship has been accepted or rejected. May Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy be upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ponder, Faruq-e-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the 10 blessed companions who were guaranteed Jannah by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu anhu was found crying on the day of Eid just because of fear that his worships would be rejected in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at his taqwa, his piety, and his fear for Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who absolutely deserves the celebration of Eid, he cried fearfully. On the other hand, we who are talkative, inactive, and heedless people, who are unable to carry out any worship properly, leave no stone unturned to boast about our so-called piety. Those who unnecessarily reveal their worships, such as salah, fast, hajj, services to the masjid and people, etc., should particularly take some lessons from this heart-rending parable. Such people get the news of their social work published in newspapers, along with even their photograph. It seems extremely difficult to change their self-liking frame of mind and make them realize that in some cases, unnecessary expression of good deeds may result in the ruin of those good deeds, and ostentation, riyaqari, which may lead to the hell, to the pits of hellfire. Remember, having photos willingly taken and published in a newspaper is prohibited. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect all the Muslims from ostentation, from boasting and showing off. Ameen bijahin nabiyin, ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once on the day of Eid, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw his son in an old shirt. Saddened by his son's apparent poor condition, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry. Seeing his father crying, the son asked, "My dear father, why are you crying?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "My son, I am afraid your heart will break when the other boys see you in these old clothes today on the day of Eid." His son replied, "My dear father, the heart of the one who disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal and his parents should break. I am hopeful that Allah Azza wa Jal will also be pleased with me because you are pleased with me." Subhanallah. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced his son and made dua for him. May Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy be upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. The daughters of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to him a day before Eid and said, "Oh, our beloved father, which clothes are we going to wear tomorrow for Eid?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "The same clothes that you are wearing right now. Wash them and wear them tomorrow again." "No, dear father, buy new clothes for us," the girls insisted. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "My dear daughters, Eid is the day when we are supposed to worship and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Wearing new clothes is not necessary." "You are right, father, but our friends will taunt us and say that you are wearing the same old clothes even on Eid, despite being the daughters of Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Saying this, the girls then began to cry. Compelled by his daughter's feelings, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu called and asked the treasurer to give him a month's salary in advance. But he refused and said, "Sir, are you certain that you will remain alive for another month?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu thanked and prayed for the treasurer, who then left without giving him any money. Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his daughters, "Dear girls, sacrifice your desires for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Dear Islamic brothers, it has become obvious from the previous two parables that wearing fancy clothes on the day of Eid is not necessary. Eid can be celebrated without this. Subhanallah, how poor Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala was. He did not save money at all despite being the ruler of such an enormous empire. Further, his treasurer was also an honest and far-sighted person who refused to pay a month's salary in advance. This parable indeed contains lessons for all of us. If we ever want to ask for our salary in advance, we should also consider as to whether or not we we will remain alive till the next time, the next period. In order to develop a Madani mindset, travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami. There are great blessings and benefits of traveling with the Madani Qafilas. Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Sallu Ala Al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafilas with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to learn the Sunnah. Fill out your Madani Na'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina and submit it to the relevant representative of Dawat Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani month. By the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your iman, adopt the sunnah and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform myself, I will act upon the Madani Na'amat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we will travel in the Madani Qafilas, inshallah azza wa jal. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, jazallahu anna Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahluh. Wa Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us our parents and all the Muslims. Wa Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become practicing and pious Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. Wa Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Na'amat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, death, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Wallahu Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hai du'a ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri arzu har be ke so majboor ki. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Sallallahu ala nabiyil ummiyi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatahu wa salamana alayka ya Rasulallah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.